Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, open up our hearts and our minds so we might receive and celebrate your birth this night. In your name, amen. The people were all connected, waiting for their connections, yet nobody was connecting. I had a chance last week to fly to St. Louis to see our daughter, Hillary. I can do that for a few days because my wife is retired from Delta and I get flight privileges. But traveling in the airport is really kind of interesting. I don't know if you fly at all or when the last time you were in an airport. But I looked and, you know, an airport seems like a microcosm of our lives. That we have all the same things that are going on. And what I observed while I was at that airport is that people were connected, waiting for their connections, yet no one was connecting. People were connected. They were connected to all of their electronic devices. Right, there are people on our smartphones and listening to music, and it's got their earbuds in, and it's a great way to say, I'm here, but I'm not. There were people who were on the phone. They were talking to their boss. They were trying to tell their boss, well, how well that the sales meeting went. Or they were trying to put out a fire in the office and trying to delegate responsibility. And of course, it usually ends with the age-old way of fixing a problem. I'll be home in the office later and I will fix it. People carrying on conversations by texting. Figuring out where they are and what they're doing, what's ever going on. Have you ever had a conversation, a long conversation, where you're texting back and forth to another person? I've done that. And somewhere along the line, I realized, why don't I just call them? They obviously don't have anything else to do. We're texting, so why are we not talking voice to voice? There were still people on their laptops, their iPods. They were thinking and focusing just on the screens and what it was that they were doing. It was writing a report for school or whatever else they needed to be done. And then, of course, there are the multitaskers. They can talk on the phone and work on their laptops at the same time. They were connected, but just to their electronic devices. And they were all waiting for their connection. Now, I don't know the last time you've flown or not, but why does it seem, and this happens to me all the time, that your flight comes in Concourse C, Gate 37, and your connecting flight is Concourse A, Gate 37? Why can't they put connecting flights right next to each other? Why do we have to travel all over the place? We were all together doing the same thing. We were all waiting for our connection. We all had the same purpose there. But there was so little interaction. Nobody was connecting with each other. That's a microcosm of our lives. We're connected to other things. We don't have really in-depth relationships. We have that connection that really isn't for people. And the irony is the same thing. We are in the same place. You and I were traveling through the same world. We share the same joys and dangers. We share the challenges and the rewards. We're all together. We don't reach out and connect. Mary Pfeiffer, in a book, Generations, tells a story about her mother, Judy Ann. When her mother was about 6 or 7 years old, she was walking home from school, alone, heaven forbid, and she saw some pretty flowers in a neighbor's yard. So she went in and thought, Mom would love these flowers, and so she picked a bunch of them. And the neighbor next door looked out the window and spotted her and said, Judy Ann Johnson, those flowers don't belong to you. Run home and I'm going to call your mother and tell her what you're doing. And then Pfeiffer asks, what are the chances that same scenario would happen today? How likely would it be that a neighbor would know who the child was? Less likely for them to know who the mother was or father was, let alone know their phone number. And if they did know all of that, and if they made the phone call, how would the parent respond? You know that as well as I do. My child would never do anything like that. Stop sticking your nose in other people's business. We're not connecting with other people. We live in this narrow world. We have all the same things that we share, but we don't have that face-to-face, voice-to-voice connection. Christmas. It's all about God connecting with us. It is God reaching down into our humanity, the people that He creates and the people who He loves. It is God coming down to earth, taking on our lives, taking on our form, and being born as that baby in Bethlehem. It's our Lord and Savior connecting with us. You see, from the very beginning of creation, when God created everything and created Adam and Eve, the Lord connected with them and wanted to have that connection with all of humanity. That was His purpose. That was His intent. You see, He loved and loves you and I so much. We are so precious to Him that at the beginning and now, He wants us to be together. That's the plan. But humans distance themselves from God. You and I, we do it consciously, we do it subconsciously. We live our lives without being connected to God. You know, we live in a terribly selfish society. We are a population that is focused more on ourselves than other people. And if we're honest with ourselves, well, a lot of times we fall into that same trap. We are in this only for ourselves. But that's not what God wants. God outreaches to us, reaches out to connect us, and that's what we celebrate tonight. But, you know, it's not just the baby that we give thanks for. It's who that baby grows up to be, Jesus, the Son of God. It is Jesus who came and taught us about God's love, showed us God's love, said that all people were welcome to God. It's the ultimate connection that God makes for you and me, for Christ, taking on all those selfish things that we do, takes Him on the cross with Him, and crucifies Him. And in that resurrection, we find that path, that way to eternal life. That's what we really celebrate tonight. It is the baby who becomes the man who dies for us and rises again, to restore for you and I the original reason for us to be here. We celebrate. And Merry Christmas, because we know tonight is God connecting with us. In His name, Amen.